This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Devotees across Nepal marking Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, with religious fervor. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisan accepted to Nakhu Jal from Rupandehi. Vehicular movement on BP Highway halted at night for further 15 days. Dry landslide blocks a hit of the Kathmandu road. And U.S. President Trump saves position on Ukraine ceasefire after meeting Putin. Ukrainian President Zelensky set to meet U.S. counterpart in Washington, D.C. Now the news in detail. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated by Hindus throughout the country today with devotion and veneration amidst a variety of programs. According to scriptures, Lord Sri Krishna was born in the midnight of Bhadra Krishna Ashtami today as per the lunar calendar during the Dwapar era. Lord Krishna is considered the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, the protector of human beings from evil, injustice and devil forces. He is also regarded as the proponent of three principles of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Sri Krishna Janmashtami is celebrated to cherish the good deeds of Lord Krishna for a happy and prosperous life. Similarly, devotees throng the temples of Lord Krishna, including the famous Sri Krishna Temple of Mangal Bazar in Lalitpur. Devotees spend the night chanting prayers and devotional songs, dancing and lighting the well-fed lamps. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podal visited the historic Sri Krishna Temple in Patan of Lalitpur today to pay homage to Lord Krishna on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. The Department of Prison Management has shifted the President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisani, from Rupandehi Prison to Nakhu Prison in Lalitpur. Lamisani is jailed on charge of embezzling cooperative funds. Department's Information Officer Sanesh Prasad Joshi said that Ravi was brought to Kathmandu this evening by an aircraft from Bhairava Airport. The department decided on Friday to transfer Lamisani to Nakhu Prison from Rupandehi Prison based on his application. The vehicular movement on the BP Highway has been banned at night for an additional 15 days starting from the 17th of August. Kabri Plansok District Administration Office has informed the operation of vehicles that had been restricted since the 21st of July during night will continue to remain until 31st. Of August for 12 hours per day. A meeting of the District Security Committee on Friday decided to ban private vehicle operation on the highway from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. during the period. Additional 15 days of suspension has been imposed on the highway from Kapri Bhanchang to Sindhuli border. Issuing a notice to this effect, the office stated that there is potential risk of landslides and floods on the highway, which could lead to disastrous events. Meanwhile, the road connecting to the provincial headquarters, Hetauda, to the federal capital, Kathmandu, has been blocked due to a dry landslide. A spokesperson of the district police office, Makwanpur, deputy superintendent of police, Samu Arel, said a dry landslide occurred at Jamiri of Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 3 along the Hetauda Pakhal Dakshin Kali Kathmandu Road at around 9:30 a.m. today, completely disrupting transport service in the area. Similarly, a landslide caused due to torrential rainfall has disrupted vehicular movement along the Thading Besi Maleku road section in Thading district. Foreign Secretary of India Vikram Misri is arriving Kathmandu on Sunday for a two-day official visit at the invitation of Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the visit, the two foreign secretaries will hold discussion on various aspects of Nepal-India partnership, with a focus on connectivity, development, cooperation, and other matters of mutual interest. Similarly, the Indian Foreign Secretary is also scheduled to call on high-level dignitaries of Nepal. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Patel says the preparation is on the way to forge an agreement to build 25-bed two-satellite maternity hospital in two municipalities in the Kathmandu metropolitan city to manage the increasing patients flow in the Kathmandu Valley. Addressing a program organized to celebrate the 66th anniversary of the Thapathali-based Parupakar Maternity and Women's Hospital, a specialized hospital for women's health today, Minister Patel asserted that the hospital stands as a witness to the Nepal's development in the health sector. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has emphasized the need to roll out the red carpet for the private sector to create an environment conducive to investment. Speaking at a discussion on the sustainable operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport organized today by Siddhartha Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Bhairava today, Minister Pandey said that the private sector cannot be barred from its involvement, stressing the need for cooperation from all sides. Minister Pandey stated that the effective operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport cannot be possible solely by the will of the tourism minister. He said that the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to India, issues such as air route permits and the operation of Nepal's two international airports are being prepared to be raised as priorities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says negotiating a permanent peace agreement is the best way to end the war in Ukraine rather than via a temporary ceasefire, according to the BBC after his meeting with Putin and phone call with NATO leaders, including Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. U.S. President Donald Trump says it was determined by all that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to peace agreement. In an update on his Truth Social platform, Trump says this would end the war and be more substantial than a mere ceasefire agreement. The U.S. president adds that he had a great and very successful day in Alaska. Meanwhile, Zelensky says he will travel to Washington, D.C. to meet Trump on Monday. Trump also confirms that the Ukrainian president will be flying to Washington, D.C. for talks in the Oval Office on Monday. Russia launched 85 drone attacks and a ballistic missile at Ukraine overnight, Kiev said Saturday, hours after Russian leader Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump held their Alaska talks. According to the AFP News Agency, the highly anticipated meeting in the remote U.S. state ended with no breakthrough in halting Russia's more than three-year-long Ukraine invasion. Ukraine's Air Force said Moscow had attacked with an Iskander-M ballistic missile and 85 Shahed-type drones, while also attacking frontline areas in four regions. Meanwhile, Kiev says its air defenses shot down 61 of the drones. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Sudhupashchim province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi and Sudhupashchim provinces and hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Devotees across Nepal marking Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, with religious fervor. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani accepted to Nakhujal from Rupandehi. Vehicular movement on BP Highway halted at night for further 15 days. Dry landslide blocks a heat of the Kathmandu road. And U.S. President Trump saves position on Ukraine ceasefire after meeting Putin. Ukrainian President Zelensky set to meet U.S. counterpart in Washington, D.C. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.